Beautiful. You see that? That clap was in sync. Y'all could learn something from
this. I'm just saying. This isn't our first rodeo.
Exactly, man.
This blackout.
Whoa, whoa, no, it is hey, not. Hey. This is not. This is not Pornhub. This will not be blacked out.
Oh, God. And we back. So.
Now I'm out of it. Pornhub premium?
It's free now, actually. I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you've seen the.
There's
seen
so many ads to give it away.
Seen the ads, but how do they make premium's money? Free.
I mean, now most private actresses.
Now I legit.
Patreon, OnlyFans. I got OnlyFans if you guys are looking.
I legit shouldn't be saying this, but did you guys know you can get Pornhub premium for life? There's a thing where you can like buy it for
life.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was like they're like. No. It's free for like a week or some shit. I've looked
into
it.
It's like
a try. I've just, yeah.
For research purposes. There's only, knowledge is power.
Right? And it was their Black Friday sale. Lifetime. Lifetime Pornhub premium for like, I think it was like 200 or 300 bucks or something. What do you need Pornhub premium for? Let's be honest.
4K.
Okay.
The videos behind the paywall.
You're right. The 4K. You really need to see each individual pubic hair.
Exactly.
What the fuck am I thinking?
Exactly.
When I have like 17 tabs open anyway.
I'm trying to get that POV. That's the climax from inside her. That's what I want.
Gotta see right here.
I mean, you're talking about pubic hair. I'm trying to see that butthole hair.
You right? The one that they miss when they like get waxed is just there.
That's
it's chilling.
Bring.
Welcome to Hard Reset. I'm Dave.
That's our intro for Hard Reset.
Yeah. It's just talking. Yeah.
Can't get much more natural than this.
Oh, God. This is going to be a good one.
This is
going to
be fantastic. As you said, he's Dave. I'm Milton. This is the Hard Reset podcast. And we're not going to talk about Pornhub and their lifetime subscription, but instead,
it's free for a month or a week.
Listen, no, not November's over. Anyway, we are going to agree upon the top three PlayStation games that defined that generation. So PlayStation 1,
2,
2, 3,
and 4.
And obviously, 5 is going to be God of War 2.
Yeah, or after we did the games award podcast, I feel like we saw some good shit that's coming up. Godfall.
Do you think that's going to define the PlayStation 5?
I mean, it looks pretty good.
You think so?
It looks pretty good.
Because I mean,
I think it's going to define at least the first quarter of the.
Because we saw something that looked better than pretty good with Hellblade 2.
We're not talking about Xbox, though.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about PlayStation. We're talking about Sony.
You're
today's
right.
Sony podcast.
Based on the Game Awards, PlayStation lost next gen. All right, let's go. So
yeah,
anyway.
So if you want that mini fridge, you know, sitting next to your TV.
Or what do they call the pizza oven?
The pizza oven,
the single slice pizza oven.
It's a monstrosity, folks. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So.
It's going to be hot as fuck.
Those memes are fantastic. Right, though. So, I think for PlayStation 1, one game is obvious. Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII. I would have to agree. It was by and far the biggest thing that Square, at that time, not before it was Squeenix, had done in like the 3D realm. You know what I mean? It's their first 3D
RPG. Yeah.
You know, they had other 3D games at the time. And it was really going into that next gen, outside of, you know, from
there's a hair here.
Yeah, from Final Fantasy 3 to 6, you know, what we know here in the West, kind of getting out of that 2D style and going into, you know, what we now think of when we think of Final Fantasies. You know, yep. It really set that bar. So I think that's a good choice. So I would have to agree on that.
And also one of the things as far as advertising went back then, they named it as the ultimate, like the greatest video game of all time. They were advertising Final Fantasy VII as that. It makes sense because it is one of the greatest games of all time.
We can have an entire show just on VII.
We could.
You know,
we could.
You know I could.
Yes, he could.
Favorite game of all time. But I do like, you know, kind of what we're talking about. I do think it really defined the PlayStation. It was huge for that hardware, for some of the stuff that it was pushing, you know, some of the pre-rendered like videos and everything, as well as, you know, you can go into the battle system, you can go into music, you know, but that's just Final Fantasy itself, you know. But for that console,
music wasn't that memorable, right?
No, not even. No. But yeah, I think that's an easy pick to yeah. start it off. That's T-ball. But we can get down into the nitty-gritty.
This was a strong showing by PlayStation with the PS1. Yeah, so yeah. There was also Metal Gear Solid,
yeah.
Equally memorable music.
Yeah.
Great story.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently I like to play Castlevania. Hideo's a genius.
Yeah.
Still proves it to this day.
Still pushing out good content.
Fucking Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Great game. So I think right now we know those two, right?
I would have to agree, yeah.
But now the third game.
I got one for you, and I don't think you see this one coming.
Is it Gran Turismo?
Fucking let's go! How did you know?
Because there's no... That's
crazy.
There's no PlayStation without Gran Turismo.
That's crazy, man.
Because...
This isn't planned, I swear to God. This is not... This is real. That... Okay.
Because... Gran Turismo, well, I agree, was fire. I actually don't think it defined PlayStation until PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Because when 3D races were about, I mean, there was Gran Turismo, there was the newer Need for Speeds and stuff like that. But it was just like, they kind of all played the same, you know? Obviously, they always went for
the
sim.
It's a racing game and, you know.
Gran Turismo always went for the sim and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But back then.
It went for the experience, not really the.
Controls were just bad, yeah. Right? But PlayStation 2, when they introduced dual analog and stuff like that, Gran Turismo really shined then.
Rumble Pack.
But it still gets tough because you also have Spyro.
Spyro. Mm-hmm.
You have Crash Bandicoot.
Yep. There's a lot.
Let's see. There's Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
So.
PlayStation exclusive.
So, one of my favorite games of all time. But in my opinion, I don't think that really defined PlayStation 1.
Okay.
For the simple fact that it's a Metroidvania.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them.
But
it's the Metroidvania. Yes. But when you think of PlayStation, you don't think of those types of games. You don't think of platformers in that mindset.
Okay.
You think of more along the lines, like you said, you know, you think of the Spyros, you think of the Crashes.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Stop it. Stop it. No one.
Not at all.
No one.
Shout out to Cliffy B, by the way. You tried.
But no, I think Castlevania, you know, Symphony, solid game, amazing game. But to me, it just doesn't define that console as a generation. You know, it doesn't define that. We can get into, you know, some more deeper things like the original Tekken, Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, but those are arcade.
Those are arcade, but they're ports to, you know, to
the. And when people wanted to play better arcade games, they would go to Dreamcast because the Dreamcast ported it in better.
That's debatable.
What about the Tenchu series?
I'm gonna have to fall back on that.
You're gonna fall back on that.
I wasn't a big fan.
You got
yes. That was coming.
Okay, so that's
a given. Okay, so behind the cameras, Brian just gave us gave us a great one, and I have to semi agree. So Resident Evil,
but one or two,
because
you also have Crash 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna go Crash, do we go that detail? Because we can't just say Crash Bandicoot.
No, probably
because Crash two is
way better.
Better.
No, I agree.
Man.
But I think when you're looking at it, it's the Crash IP.
So, okay.
Because we're not going to say, you know, like Final Fantasy Tactics, which was on
Right, that's PS1. What I'm saying. So we can't just say the Crash IP.
IP, yeah.
We had to pick one.
We have to pick one.
So here's my thing with Resident Evil. All right, chat room. viewers, whatever.
Whoever's out there.
Yeah, you guys are always the chat room.
Ryan, AJ.
You guys are always the chat room.
Okay, yeah. Along the same vein.
But if I had to choose, he also pointed out Silent Hill, but if I had to choose between Silent Hill and Resident Evil, I'm going to go Resident Evil.
If you have to choose between Silent Hill and Resident Evil 2, it's going to be Resident Evil 2.
It's going to be either Resident Evil over that. But here's my problem, all right? Sticking with Resident Evil for a second. When I was a child, I was a baby back bitch, all right? I remember playing Resident Evil 1 and the very first time they did the in-game cutscene where the zombie turns around.
Comes out, yeah.
He turns around like the first time he's like eating the body. Mm-hmm. I never played the game again until I was like 20. All right?
Yeah.
I was like 6 and I was scared. I was like, fuck this shit.
I'm out.
Where's Spyro the Dragon?
Yeah.
I need color.
He's friendly.
Where's my N64 so I can play Banjo? Ooh. Like I was.
Ooh, throwback.
Yeah, but I was just scared. All right? But looking back on them, I would have to go with Resident Evil 2. But Beebs brought up another one, the Tomb Raider series. Now, that game kind of defined the system a lot. I mean, they pushed it ad heavy. There was tons of magazines about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Like, that game was pushed hard.
It's an IP that they've invested in since its inception.
And that's what makes it tough. Do we put Tomb Raider above Resident Evil? Because Tomb Raider, honestly, in my opinion, after PS1, kind of went its way.
No.
The newer remakes are good, everything like that, but they're not PlayStation exclusives anymore.
No.
Things like that. The other big tough part is that when it comes to Resident Evil and Tomb Raider, I think more people played Tomb Raider. You see what I'm saying?
In that era?
And that's because that's where we got to compare it to.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. So we're looking at
generation.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
We can't, in retrospect, objectively, like, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Like, again, I know I went back and played Resident Evil later when I hit puberty.
I mean, you didn't do the same thing with Tomb Raider?
I mean, Tomb Raider was what made me hit puberty.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Polygon boobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Need my triangular boobies.
You're right. Okay. Tony Hawk, yeah.
Ooh, Tony Hawk's tough, though. Yeah. It is. Tony Hawk's tough, but here's the thing with Tony Hawk.
You can also do, you know, like the blitzes.
But Tony Hawk was huge, but it didn't matter until Tony Hawk's Underground.
I would have to disagree.
You think Pro Skater?
I think Pro Skater was.
Pro Skater was fire.
I played that.
Yes. I think. Yeah.
But I'm talking about height of its popularity. Tony Hawk's Underground.
There's people that still talk about the original OST for Tony Hawk 1.
Sure,
like, you know what
sure.
I mean. And like that, you think of that because you invested so much in the game.
For sure, but when you're thinking like as far as playing Tony Hawk, Underground refined the mechanics in such a way, like.
But see, that's the thing. It refined the mechanics that Tony Hawk. The first one brought on the scene.
Right.
There was nothing like that.
Sure.
Game. The dynamics, the gravity, like the combo, like it was just very standalone.
But it never felt as seamless until Tony Hawk's Underground.
Yeah.
Like the whole ability to control your combos better felt best in Underground.
So we'll get into this when we get into PS2. But do you feel that Thug would define PS2?
That's tough. There's a lot out there for PS2.
That's what I'm saying. So
but
looking,
that doesn't mean, but
so we have to look at Tony Hawk's objectively outside of Thug, which was on a whole nother console.
Sure. So how about this? We've got Final Fantasy, we've got Metal Gear, we got Resident Evil 2. Do you put Pro Skater above any of those three?
No, I can't do it.
Exactly.
Can't do it.
Exactly.
But again, when we get there, when
can
we get
you put
into
it above Tomb Raider? As far as
personally,
generation defining, not personal.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I can very easily.
Can?
I can. Yeah.
You can.
I love
Tomb Raider was too big, man. Tomb Raider was big.
Tony Hawk was that getaway.
How many Tony Hawk movies are there? I know that's a shitty cop out.
How many giant boobs?
How many successful sequels and remakes to Tony Hawk are there compared to
successful?
Right.
That's a toss up.
Because you got to remember, they put out that shitty Tony Hawk game where you had the actual skateboard you could skate on, and it was trash. Oh, and then they put out the last game that was completely broken.
That was supposed to be like a callback, yeah. But no, I would have to agree. Tony Hawk up against some big hitters, you know. But if you look at it objectively with the sports games that it's up against, it stands out. You know what I mean? Like it was before Skate. It was before Thrash. It was before other skate games. I don't know. But it paved the way.
For sure. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not dissing that, but I'm talking about
paving for that generation.
I'm not talking
about
a game that defined a genre.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a game that defined a console.
A console, yeah. Yeah. I think we hit three solid choices. 7, Metal Gear.
That third one's tough. That third one's tough, right? Because there's other things out there. I could be thinking wrong, but wasn't Bushido Blade 1?
Bushido Blade 1 was on there, yeah, but again, another fighter.
Onimusha?
Tekken, fucking Tekken. But Tekken? Someone already said, oh, it's a port from an arcade game, you know. But Chrono Cross can eat a dick. It's no Trigger.
It's definitely no Trigger.
It's no Trigger. Parappa the Rapper?
No.
That kind of sparked the musical genre itself, well, you know what I mean? And it's an exclusive. And it's a
vacuum.
Yeah.
I am thinking about PS1 in the vacuum. There's so many games I would play before
okay,
that.
Okay, look at this. Picture this. You look at the PlayStation magazine.
Sure.
The demos that they used to put in the magazine were their exclusives, right? What were some of the top ones that they had? They had Final Fantasy VII. They had Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
They had Parappa.
Mm-hmm.
They had Tony Hawk. They had Tomb Raider. You know what I mean? These are games. They had Spyro. These are games that... It is. It's hard.
That's what makes it dynamic. So I agree with you. So let's lay all those demo discs out in front of us.
What am I gonna grab?
What three games are you gonna play on your PlayStation for the rest of your life?
Go ahead.
I mean, Tactics is gorgeous. Like they were great games.
It's an amazing game.
But I didn't play
it. It hurts my heart not to put it in there.
But that's a personal thing. Nobody, yeah. No one.
No one's denying that
the majority didn't play that. The majority didn't play that because it was on PlayStation. You know what I mean?
So in my opinion, when we're looking at these
top three,
this is just what I'm taking from it. These have to be exclusives that were cutting edge and that defined that system as a whole, right? I think that's pretty obvious. 7 is an easy
no call. Brainer. Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear
no
is,
brainer
is up there. It's up there.
There's nothing name a game you would put above Metal Gear or play in between Metal Gear and Final Fantasy.
To be honest, dude, you're gonna Spyro. Spyro's up there.
You're gonna put Spyro above Metal Gear.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say it out loud.
But
because I'm being biased.
But that's what I'm saying.
As a whole, no.
Telling me you would if you had to choose between Metal Gear and Spyro to play for the rest of your life, you're going to choose Spyro.
Should I be honest, viewers? Spyro's fun as fuck, dude.
I'm not a
Metal
dying,
Gear.
I'm...
Metal Gear is a great series. Metal Gear, the very first game.
Metal Gear Solid.
I mean, you can say the same thing about fucking Siphon Filter. It's Metal Gear Solid.
It is not.
It is, but...
It is
okay,
not.
Okay, all right. We digress.
Shout out to Ben Studios, by the way. You guys are great.
We digress. 7, Metal Gear. I'm going to agree with you. The third one is... There's a lot of fighters, man. There's a lot of...
I don't mind having a fighter in that list.
No, not fighter. No. I'm just saying there's a lot of combatants.
Because I was
going to
say,
if
we were to choose a fighter, it'd have to be Tekken.
I think when we get into 2, that's when it's going to get hard.
2 and 3 is going to be hard.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. Right? Yeah. I feel like I'm giving up on games that like I gave like my everything to by not putting them in this.
That's what I'm saying.
It's hard, yeah.
It's your top 3. What else is out there that maybe we possibly didn't name?
Anything beats.
But that's the thing. If we haven't named
it, it doesn't stand out.
But you said
Onimusha, and I'm like, fuck yes, Onimusha. Holy shit, how did I forget about that?
Which
one? Was on Onimusha? I thought that was
the first one.
Was that on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, on one.
I think Onimusha was on one. I could be wrong.
Was it on two?
I could be wrong there, but either way.
Either way.
So the other one that does pop up on a lot of lists is Castlevania.
That's
Symphony.
And not, because the thing is, like,
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal does stand out.
I don't think anybody would put that above like Resident Evil,
right?
Or
Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver.
Oh, the Soul Reaver series is so fucking good.
But see, we're getting sentimental instead of looking at it objectively.
Anybody else play
Einhander? I did not play
Einhander. I'm not even familiar.
No,
with that.
I'm not either.
You built mechs and shit.
Oh,
but
I love a good mech game.
So
I don't remember that though.
Third place.
Symphony of the Night. I'm giving it to it.
Because here's the thing.
Despite all the bullshit I just talked about, looking at it outside of everything. So outside of, you know, Tomb Raider and Tony Hawk. And
was that PS1?
Yeah.
Tekken 3?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Duelist of the Roses type shit.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Nah, I think so.
So
seven solid.
Here's my reason for Symphony of the Night. Is that not only did it define a genre, and it rarely re-releases,
mm-hmm.
one thing, but anytime someone goes to make a game that is Metroidvania,
and they use that as the building blocks,
Castlevania Symphony of the Night is the template.
Yeah.
Because it is the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Like, there's very few, if any, Metroidvania games out there
that
are better than it.
Yeah.
And it came out on one fucking console.
I sit corrected. I'm gonna have to agree. I think we have our top three for PS1.
So, Final Fantasy.
Seven.
Metal Gear. Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
I think that's a solid list.
That's a solid list.
That's a solid list.
I'm not mad at it.
All right. Let's talk two.
God, I didn't want to talk two. Can we skip two? So PlayStation 2.
This one's gonna be tough. I have my number one off rip, and
please.
It's biased. It's biased.
So you're cheating.
I'm not cheating, but I feel like a lot of our viewers would probably agree with me. This game, kind of set the standard going forward for its genre. It's continually talked about to this day. It has really high highs, and it has some interesting lows. It had some fun digressions from the main focus of the game.
Okay.
Namely Blitzball.
You fucking bitch.
So my number one choice is Final Fantasy X.
See, if I'm going to be biased, I didn't like 10.
I didn't either.
Now, I will say this about 10. Bringing in fully voice actors, even though they were bad.
The video, like the cutscenes, you cannot.
Right. I'm not denying what it was, because that's Square doing it again.
Yes, yes.
Right?
There's a lot.
But so we'll keep that right there. Yeah. We'll keep that right there.
SOCOM is up there. It's a SOCOM's the first game that I played online, guys.
That's what I was going to say. SOCOM defined multiplayer.
It did. It was the first game I played online.
You had to go buy the fucking thing.
The plug-in to the back of the...
To make your PlayStation online compatible. To
jack it into a phone line. Oh, it feels so good not to have to do that anymore.
Right. And, like, I put hours upon hours into SOCOM.
I made my first online name on SOCOM. Shout out to Oreo Soup. I've never used it since, and I'll never use it again.
It lives and dies with SOCOM.
It does. It does.
And if you don't, there's so many that you'll never remember them all. But.
But this is also when PlayStation was weird.
There are some interesting decisions that they made.
But we're talking, if we're talking PS2, can we talk about the first, if I'm remembering correctly, the first Ratchet and Clank?
Yes. And Ratchet and Clank was on there.
Jack and Daxter. Jack and Daxter.
Do you want me to name off some?
Go ahead.
GTA 3
and GTA Vice City.
And Vice City. God of War 1 and 2.
God of Wars.
Devil May Cry. DMC. When you said Onimusha, I almost said DMC, but I'm like, no, that was 2.
Okami was good.
Okami was good.
I don't know if that was, was the generation
first,
defining.
Was the first Budokai?
Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh. Beyond Good and Evil. But that's more of a cult classic. I don't know if that was generation defining.
Katamari.
Cause, and I, first of all, I played Beyond Good and Evil on Xbox.
Guitar Hero.
Oh, okay, so that's up there. That's a given. That you can't not.
But it's,
don't talk shit.
But it's platform agnostic.
That's true. Yeah.
And I played mine on Xbox.
Yeah.
My memories are on Xbox.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
So then that goes to the...
NBA Street. I mean,
that was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good fucking game.
Fuck.
This is where it gets tough.
All right, so then you mentioned, you know, Guitar Hero being able to play that. Are we only talking Sony exclusives? Like, are we
no, we're not. But
exclusives?
I'm just saying, like, my memories are Xbox.
Yeah. Mine aren't. I didn't own an Xbox until.
They were. They
have. Yeah, mm-hmm. But.
Oh my god, you know what I just realized? I first played Guitar Hero on Xbox.
See?
Oh, so I'm a little bit of a
See?
I'm a little bit of a fake on this one.
That's what's tough about Guitar Hero and Rock Band and shit like that. Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Prince of Persia was a good one.
Bully
was good. We didn't.
Oh shit!
Kingdom Hearts 1. We'll put Kingdom Hearts up there.
We'll table that.
This is table that with
we're
Final
table
Band
that.
Or
with
Final Band FF10.
We're RPG biased,
though. But that's the thing. Square killed it.
Blew it up. Brawler or Bouncer.
I thought it was PlayStation 3.
Was that 3? It was. It was the first. Yeah, it was Square's first game.
Game wasn't that great.
It wasn't great.
But it was
a Square game.
Right.
It was a Square game.
And then Resident Evil
4. Resident Evil 4, yeah.
But Resident Evil 4, everyone knows it for GameCube. Because
really?
It was exclusive.
Oh, that's
for
right.
For a long
yeah.
time.
Oh,
that
shit.
That was their game.
Mm-hmm. 2 had some bangers.
How do you make a top 3 on this?
That's what I'm saying. So
this
God of War.
This is going to be a tough one.
I feel God of War is... God of War is up there.
Which
dude.
One? One or two?
One and two are on there.
The collectors where you can get one and two together. Can we not use that? Honestly, 2.
It was a better game, but was it? What was? Which one would you say?
I would probably say 2, if I had to put one up there.
Yeah.
Need
for Speed. Underground.
Good game.
This is hard.
This is tough.
And Dragon Quest
VIII. Shadow Colossus
has to be on the table.
Yeah.
Because
this one's gonna be tough.
I think
guys.
Shadow of the Colossus has to be on the list.
It's
an all-time great game. Period. How does it not define a console?
I don't want to alienate people, but I never finished it.
You don't have to finish. I've never finished it. But to not realize what that game is.
Yeah. There's so many good games I can just toss out, and we can name a ton of great games that we enjoy.
I think we need to keep naming them, because, like, we can't just be Final Fantasy,
no,
Kingdom
not,
Hearts,
no,
Shadow
yeah.
of the Colossus.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, there's so much to choose from. Kind of got to make a stand and just kind of...
But we have to decide what defines a,
that,
a console
gen. Yeah, that gen.
We're not talking about top games.
No, yeah. Kingdom Hearts is, yeah.
Kingdom Hearts.
I think that defined RPGs.
Here's the thing with Kingdom Hearts. A lot of people doubted it. So I feel like a lot of people, at least with Kingdom Hearts 1 and when it originally came out, a lot of people didn't play it.
A lot of people didn't, yeah.
I think once Kingdom Hearts 2 came out and like there was more time, I think Kingdom Hearts picked up steam later.
I think it had a lot of notoriety going into.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like Disney plus and Final Fantasy. Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. Which they were bonkers because that game was phenomenal.
Yeah, they're sadly mistaken.
Man, I feel like I feel like there's some games out there I'm missing right now.
Give us some lists. Give us some more.
Dragon Quest is good.
It was good.
I don't think it defined because they're. I mean, Final Fantasy, in a more general sense, was a better RPG.
So surprisingly enough, because I was looking like, because I was really thinking about
Street Fighter Alpha 2.
But Devil May Cry came out first.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about like, because God of War is like, I feel like that has defined so many games.
Action, yeah, the action game, yeah.
So many. But Devil May Cry came out first.
I think that has to be on the table. DMC has to be on the table. It's fallen off, but we can't look at that. We have to look
at. Right now, Devil May Cry is it the best it's ever been with the latest one. Devil May Cry.
No, I'm just saying if it started.
Dropped off. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like when I'm another thing I'm trying to do when I'm defining these consoles generations. If I'm buying the console, what game am I buying?
No.
Would I buy it for Devil May Cry?
Ico, ooh.
But Shadow Colossus is way more popular.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, PlayStation 2. This is where Gran Turismo blew up.
Oh, how did I forget about that? Fight Night.
Fucking Fight Night, dude.
Fucking Fight Night.
Fight Night was a great... They haven't made a great boxing game like that since.
No, since. Yeah.
Fight Night 2, though, was probably the better one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think anybody would go out to buy a console for Fight Night. Mm-hmm. Nor when I think of
just taking strolls down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like
GTA 3. Yeah.
But do you take GTA 3 or do you take Vice City?
Vice City, yeah.
Personally,
Vice City for me.
Vice City resonates with me.
Yeah.
Because it will improve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sits with me on a whole nother level. You know?
Oh, that Miami aesthetic just...
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah. So we'll put GTA Vice City up there.
We'll put Vice City up there.
Yeah, because I feel like that's one of the
console purchasing. We're just going to leave PS2 as that and just go on. great, yeah.
Sons of Liberty.
I was going to say, Metal Gear Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty, bro.
San Andreas was on there too. Mm-hmm.
See, my memories of San Andreas are Xbox. But you couldn't get Metal Gear anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Do we put Metal Gear on here again? Metal Gear and Final Fantasy, are they in the top three again?
I can't put Sons of Liberty up there.
You can't put Sons of Liberty on there.
I can't, no. There's almost too much that will combat it. I mean, you'll say Metal Gear, I'll say Vice City. You know
what
I mean? Like,
but I'm saying as far as the...
I would not.
We got a top three. You're telling me that Metal Gear, Final Fantasy, and Vice City can't live together?
I don't see Sons of Liberty that high on that list, because that's also when Medal of Honor came out. Or isn't Medal of Honor on 2?
Medal of Honor was on PlayStation 1.
Which one came out on 2?
There's been a lot of Medal of Honor came out on PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
But when we're talking like COD 4, that's like PS3, Xbox 360 days.
Yeah.
And that's when Call of Duty was nuts.
Was good, yeah.
I mean,
it's gonna be hard to put any of the sports games up there because they're all just reiterations of themselves. All the Maddens,
and they don't define a console.
No, because
you know what I mean. Granted, now Madden, most people play Madden on PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Any of the tournaments and stuff, they were always held on PlayStation.
Yeah, okay. But I don't necessarily think.
So I don't know if this helps, but I looked up the best-selling PlayStation 2 games.
Okay. Best-selling PlayStation 2 games. Let's hear it.
San Andreas, Gran Turismo 3, Gran Turismo 4, Vice City, Final Fantasy X, Grand Theft Auto 3, Sons of Liberty, Final Fantasy 12, mm-hmm. Tekken 5, and Kingdom Hearts. There's a top 10. I mean,
three, you, did you hear that?
Turismo,
Rockstar cleaned up.
Yeah, yeah. GTA, San Andreas.
Shit, do you put San Andreas above Vice? I put San Andreas above Vice City.
I don't.
No? Mm-mm. There's no way.
And then God of War's number one.
There's no way if I'm playing GTA games and you put San Andreas, you put Vice City in front of me, I'm putting a Vice City disc in. There's zero chance. There's zero chance.
That's the one out, yeah.
There's no way you put. You don't.
I think San Andreas.
You,
I think San Andreas is a little bit more memorable.
More memorable.
But I think I played Vice City more.
Probably. But for me, I definitely played San Andreas more. There was so much more to it.
Yeah, you get CJ swole as fuck.
You can get him swole, he can get crazy fat. Yeah, like, you had to manage all that shit. There was so much more to the game.
Okay. Okay. Oh shit!
wait, when did Red Dead Redemption 2 has to be PlayStation 3? It has to be because it's not in the top selling list for PS2. So never mind.
No.
So all right. So I think we got a good idea. Now we got to narrow it down.
Ratchet and Clank, my guy. That's a console buying game.
Well, there were three of them on there too.
That's a console buying game. If that's your caveat to like what makes a
what about Jak and Daxter?
Not.
I think
Ratchet and Clank.
I thought Ratchet and Clank's really pushed their marketing when it came to PlayStation 3 though.
Right, but
and because like all their commercials were fucking shrinkways, shrinking people, and getting frozen.
And they had all the funny names for all the
guns. All the, yeah, like everybody was doing all that crazy shit.
Max Payne.
I feel like I played that on Xbox.
Oh, Shenmue? Wasn't that PS2?
Shenmue was Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah, it was. Shit.
At least that's my memory of it. If it was on other consoles.
No, it was on PlayStation 2. Fairly certain.
I don't remember Shenmue being on PlayStation.
All right, so quick, name your top three. Boom.
Top three.
Yep.
Final Fantasy X. Metal Gear.
Sons of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty, Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay. I'm not agreeing yet. Not there.
What would you take out and what would you put in?
You gotta have GT in there.
There's
no way you don't have
GT. I'd probably take Metal Gear out and put even San Andreas in, if not Vice City.
Oh my god, I can't!
You gotta put GT in there.
But.
Okay. Tell me why you have Sons of Liberty so high.
Why I have it so high?
Because
you just raised the bar. And everyone knew, after playing Metal Gear Solid, that Sons of Liberty was going to be fire. You know what I mean?
I mean, but there's been a good Metal Gear for every generation. We can't. And then when we start talking about three, are we going to immediately bring
Guns
up?
And Patriots! Absolutely! Are you fucking insane?
So,
there's absolutely zero chance I'm leaving this table if Guns of Patriots is not on the PlayStation 3 list. I'm not leaving the table.
So for our viewers, I just want to let you guys know that Hideo San does not have any stock in Hard Reset. Just so you guys,
he doesn't.
He makes great games.
But you're okay. You know what? Fine. We'll take Sons of Liberty off, and we'll put San Andreas on. But you best believe Guns of Patriots is on that fucking PlayStation 4 list. There's absolutely zero shot. Zero.
Okay. I can hang with this PlayStation 2 list. These three. Those are three solid games from three.
So, PlayStation? I'm sorry. Final
yes,
Fantasy
PlayStation.
10.
Yep.
San Andreas.
Mm-hmm. Shadow of the Colossus.
I think that's
pretty solid. I think that's a... It's well-rounded. Because as we already stated, we can make a top 20 for PS2.
But we ain't here to make bitch moves and make top 20s. We're here to decide the top three. And by the way, our decision is final, world. Remember that. So, Final Fantasy X, San Andreas, Shadow of the Colossus. You think Final Fantasy X on top of Kingdom Hearts? I think Kingdom Hearts 2.
That's PS2 too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Fuck.
Because you have to remember, 2 came out, and there was a long span of time before 3 came out.
That's the thing. Okay, yeah, that's right, because it was Kingdom Hearts 1 at the beginning of PlayStation 2. Then at the end of PlayStation 2, we got Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yep, and then there was all the handheld games and everything else. So.
Yeah, so Kingdom Hearts was...
I'm staying with 1, to be honest, because 1 set...
Do you put that
God, on? Dude, the story... Okay, I'm just going to put this out there. I feel like some people would agree with me. There's very few games that I cried for, and I cried for Kingdom Hearts 1. Like, that game in and of itself is...
When he let go of her hand?
Yeah.
That's a tough moment.
Oh, dude.
That's a tough moment. I feel you.
The soundtrack? I mean, come on, dude.
But did it define the PlayStation 2?
And then 30 between 2 and 3.
So, but can you do that? Can you?
Can I put Kingdom Hearts 2 above Shadow of Colossus? I can.
Can you put Kingdom? You can?
I could, yeah. It's a call. I feel like if we go back, if we look without bias. Yes, because if we look at Shadow of Colossus in the same vein that we look at Beyond Good and Evil, it's a cult classic.
But nobody's remaking Beyond Good and Evil. They've remade Shadow twice already.
And like that's like one of those games that's in every conversation. Like it's
continuous. When you talk greatest games of all time, Shadow of the Colossus is on that list. And if granted, Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2 would probably be in that list, but it would not be higher than Shadow.
I'm gonna look that up. Yeah, maybe I'm just being biased.
It's tough, because personally, Kingdom Hearts...
Personally, do you put Shadow Colossus that high? Like, personally? Like, off the record?
Off the record, on the record. Personally, my list has Kingdom Hearts ahead of it.
Okay, let's hear your personal list, and then we'll do my personal list, and then we'll do, like...
But professionally...
Oh, okay. Professionally. Soldier of Liberty.
There's no way I don't put Shadow of the Colossus above it.
Okay.
But then how come Doom wasn't on the list for PS1?
Because Doom is number one on PC.
PC, yeah. It was a PC game. And I can't agree to disagree on this because we have to agree to move on.
We have to agree to move on. This is where it hurts. I want Kingdom Hearts on there.
We might be at a stalemate. This is weird. Cause
I want Kingdom Hearts on there, but I
think it's just because I don't hold Colossus in that high of esteem.
I don't personally hold it up there, but I know I know what it did for PlayStation.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen everything that Shadow of Colossus has done for that.
Okay. So you mentioned because you know, no one's remaking Beyond Good and Evil. You know, but people are remaking Shadow Colossus. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you played it?
Shadow Colossus? Mm-hmm. The last remake on PlayStation 4.
Really? Everybody else agree?
I've never touched that game in my life.
Okay.
I downloaded it so Kristen could play it.
It's a good game. It's a tough decision.
And the other tough part is with Kingdom Hearts. Universally, it's known for its convoluted story. It's not known for being the game.
We can get into semantics with that.
But what I'm saying, when people talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, if whatever list they're making, when people talk about, even when Kingdom Hearts is brought to the table, people talk about how confusing the story is and all that. And granted...
still say it's a great game.
It's still a great game.
Gameplay, right. Story.
But when people bring up Shadow of the Colossus, I think
there's a lot of rose-colored glasses when we're looking at Colossus. You know what I mean?
I disagree.
I feel like there's a lot of nostalgia.
I don't, though. Because it was, again, it's a cult classic, so there can't be nostalgia because there's not enough people that played it. But when you're looking at games that are just different from one another and that like really
stand out, yeah,
stand out, you're putting two RPGs in San Andreas up there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just looking at them.
I mean, so is PS2 an RPG machine?
Yes, it is.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. That, I agree.
But that's when JRPGs were
knocking, yeah.
Like, they were up there. Mm-hmm. But, so the other thing is, like, what do you do about... other game? Again, there's the Tekkens out there. There's...
Ratchet and Clank
and all that. Gran Turismo. Again.
Devil May Cry. God of War. How did we not fucking put God of War up here? We tabled it.
You see what I'm saying?
We tabled it, didn't we?
For the top three list.
Fuck, dude. I would put God of War above Colossus. Honest to God.
One or two?
Two.
I think I would too.
Honest to God. Dude. Let's be honest.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We're going to get the PS4, and there is the God of War.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm saying. Look at the longevity of it. Even if we're not looking at like all the other games, it has staying power. That game, that IP had staying power. Colossus just has remake power. You know what I mean? Like that game is cool. All right, let's remake the same game that we played. God of War is, all right, let's keep building this. Let's extenuate the storyline. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I feel like God of War would probably like stand above it. When you purchase a console, did it come with Shadow? Came with God of War too.
In that same vein, Gran Turismo 4.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
No, I do.
See what I'm saying? Because now you're looking at Gran Turismo at its height.
Yeah. And it was good. And 4 was good. 4 was amazing.
It's at its height. It's a console seller.
Yeah.
And if anything, Gran Turismo was one of the high... Had to be one of the... I'm throwing this out my ass. Had to be one of the highest attachment rates to a console purchase.
You're probably looking at, like, Japan numbers, too, though. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, but we're talking console defining. We're not talking...
No, but if we're looking at West, like, if we're looking at world numbers, I'm sure God of War probably has it.
That's a very Western game.
Are we talking bundle? Just bundle or sale?
Bundle.
Because Gran Turismo 3 says like 7 million in North America, less than 2 in Japan, and then a little under 6.
That's surprising. It sold more in North America than in Japan.
And then a little under 6 in Europe.
Huh.
And then Gran Turismo 4 was 3.4 in North America, 6.8 in Europe.
It's got a war gut. I love how you are, Jamie. Thank you.
Like I said, it's kind of low comparatively, but 2.8 in North America.
Wow.
1.9 in the PAL region.
Oh, that's the
European
islands.
Consoles.
Yeah.
142,000 in Asia.
But that's because they have very strict sensor laws. But.
But you also have to look at it this way. You said 7 million ish for Gran Turismo. They sold how many consoles?
Well, that, like I said, that would. That's
but you see what I'm saying? Like, you're looking at an attachment rate that's way higher.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, fine. Well, we're going to decide right now. We're done. We're deciding.
Gran Turismo 3 sold 3 times as many copies as God of War. That's
3 times as many copies.
That's
as
crazy.
God of War.
That's crazy.
In San Andreas.
I appreciate the salty sniff. I appreciate it.
No, it's more of along lines of like...
I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, who talks about Gran Turismo anymore?
Nobody talks about it anymore. But we're talking about then.
We're talking about then that and that, that vacuum.
Exactly. The generation.
It was good.
Because I can name a game that gets talked about every generation.
Spider-Man.
Shadow of the Colossus. I don't mention that shit. I know you don't.
I don't
you're
play
not,
that
you're
bullshit.
You're not the majority.
This is the first time I ever shot a Colossus since fucking 2 years ago. everyone got none of themselves.
For yeah, when it came out on PS4.
See?
Yeah.
List. All right, here
two.
We go. Top three right now. Let's break our hearts. One, Final Fantasy X. Two, go ahead.
Shadow of the Colossus. Let's put it out there.
Three, is it San Andreas?
Yeah, probably.
Final Fantasy X.
That seems like such a weak list,
doesn't
dude.
It? It but seems there's so many weak. Options.
Oh, it seems so weak. Compared to PS1, man, that list. Pittance. That list seems so weak compared to the PS1 list.
But the thing is, I don't think.
But
it's
see, that's
as
the
weak.
Thing is like.
I don't think it's that as weak. I think it was just such a tight race on PlayStation 2.
There's so many. Well, so many good games.
There's so many good games. Because Sons of Liberty is up there. Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 is up there.
God of War 1 and 2 is
up
there.
God of War is up there. Gran Turismo is up there. It's just a tight fucking race.
I think every one of the games you mentioned are better than Shadow Colossus.
Period. I'm just trying to, you know, give up a little ground so that we can move on to 3. Because 3, I feel like it's going to be a little easier. 3 is going to be easier.
Yeah, because it's Guns of the Patriots.
See, I don't even think.
So let's lock in this list. Let's lock in the list. Final Fantasy X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Sure. I feel dirty saying that.
I want KH up there. Do you want KH over San Andreas?
No, I can't. And see, that's me being unbiased. Because personally, I'd be like, yeah.
Right.
But
exactly.
Logically.
So, that's what I'm saying.
So then, logically, I wouldn't put Shadow of Colossus up there.
So you're that hesitant, and you're not hesitant on San Andreas.
So I guess that's our is that our is so.
The we one list to rule them all. There is no separate list here. So are we taking Shadow out, and are we putting in Kingdom Hearts?
I feel like we have to.
And do we put in Kingdom Hearts 2 or 1? Because for me, it'd be 2.
2. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people would be 2, but I think 1 defined.
I think 2 did. I think 2 defined the generation.
I don't think 3 is going to be as easy as you think.
I think 2 defined the generation. Because now it's more established, right? You've got people have 4 years to play 1 that everyone doubted.
Everyone doubted, came back and played
Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
Played 2, yeah.
Final form.
And I think, yeah, it definitely took some leaps that one wasn't ready to take being as new as it
right.
is. Yeah. Okay.
So we're saying
so,
FF10,
so, yeah.
KH2, in San Andreas.
It's a fucking RPG machine, yeah.
Okay. You heard it here first.
And last, I'm sorry.
That's it. Our decision is final.
PlayStation 3.
Side note, 3. Final Fantasy 12 isn't on there because it's a Star Wars remake. Anyway, continuing on. It's literally just Star Wars in the Final Fantasy skin. Let's continue. All right, PlayStation 3.
We're going to have some angry emails. We're gonna have some angry
what are you talking about, dude? You have Bon, who's just Luke. You have a dude that has a furry that follows him around, Han Chewbacca. And then guess what they go against?
He is a
the
sky
fucking
pirate.
Order.
He is a sky
and guess
pirate.
Who they are? All black. They're Sith. Okay. Anyway, continuing on. Back to good games. Let's talk.
So PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3.
We've been thinking, off camera, on camera, both. I
Guns of the Patriots. Go ahead.
Okay, we're starting early. Boom. Guns of the Patriots.
Let's just get the easy one out of the way.
Yeah, that's easy. I think that's defining.
Oh my god, yes. Number 2, done. This man said Little Big Planet. And this is the same person that wanted Final Fantasy 12 on the other list. Anyway, continue.
Little Big Planet is pretty up there. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. But I wouldn't put it in the top 3.
I wouldn't.
I feel like it's gonna be easy. I feel like PlayStation 3 is gonna be easier than 2.
Okay.
But Brian disagrees.
So let's see what
hear.
You got to say. Let's hear what
also,
you got to
it's
say.
Like, so I'm thinking it's fairly easy because
you think you already got it down.
2 of the 3.
What's the other one?
Guns of the Patriots. You know what? I don't want
no,
to.
No,
I don't,
what's
I don't,
the other
no.
one? Let's see. You're confident.
I have too many.
Oh, now you have too many.
I have too many.
I thought it was going to be easier.
It's not. It's not. I wanted it to be. I wanted you guys to just... Nah, it's not. What do we got? What do we got?
GTA 5.
Yeah.
Last of Us.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
All the Uncharted games.
Uncharted, yeah.
Holy shit.
Arkham City. God of War 3.
God of War 3, yeah.
Modern Warfare 2. As much as I didn't like that game.
Modern Warfare 2 was the pinnacle. That's the pinnacle of Call of Duty.
See, what's kind of crazy?
Heavy Rain, the concept of it,
yeah.
Of the game.
So looking at
BioShock,
fuck.
Played it on Xbox.
Infamous?
Two platform agnostic.
Infamous,
but I wouldn't put Infamous above what's the one you just named?
Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare. Yeah. So Modern Warfare is a generation, not just. Console, it's a generation defining game.
Yeah,
I think.
But all of the exclusive content for Modern Warfare was on Xbox.
And Red Dead.
So there was a game you named earlier in the list. Now, and we just named a bunch. And I can't name. Start at the top of the ones you just named.
So GTA 5.
Uh huh.
And then there's Gran Turismo. There's 5 and 6.
Sure.
Last of Us.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. PlayStation exclusive.
Do you put Last of Us above Uncharted?
Yes, you have to. What?
No. I'm not talking.
Unbiased.
I'm not talking about better game.
Fuck, this is the Tomb Raider fucking thing all over again. It's Tomb Raider Resident Evil all over again.
Because Uncharted, when Uncharted dropped, nobody knew it was going to be what it was. They were like, oh, it's Naughty Dog.
It's Tomb Raider boy version.
Like, they were thinking it's going to be a Tomb Raider knockoff.
Oh, and Black.
It's going to be...
I don't even like those games, but you know, everyone knows them.
Exactly. But when it comes to Uncharted and Last of Us, Last of Us is more me. But when I'm talking about console selling, powerhouse games...
Super Street Fighter 4?
Uncharted was phenomenal. It blew people away.
I feel like even Arkham City is up there, though.
But, again, for me, Arkham City and Arkham Knight...
We do keep hearing that a lot, don't we?
But here's what I'm saying. It's like... It's too platform agnostic. I don't think there was one console that it defined.
Yeah.
God of War 3.
I think the story for Last of Us...
God of War 3
won multiple of awards.
Sure, it won multiple awards. Last of Us did. You're not wrong there.
And God of War 3 was huge.
But there, nothing sold consoles like Uncharted. PlayStation 3 was the generation of Uncharted. Uncharted 1, 2, 3, and 4.
It was good, but it was just a reskin Tomb Raider for me. That was a little
bit better.
No. Last of Us is a gritty Tomb Raider with zombies.
Nah, I'm with you on this one. I think Uncharted is just a standout.
And that's nothing against Last of Us. Because Last of Us is incredible.
It's a great game.
Incredible. We're talking storytelling. Like, basically
acting.
Storytelling.
Yeah, the acting.
Are you telling me the voice acting isn't good in Uncharted?
It is. No, that's what I'm saying. I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a toss-up, but in my eyes, and I feel like
PlayStation
overall...
PlayStation 3 is an...
Uncharted machine.
The way PS2 is an RPG machine, it's an Uncharted machine. We could literally just go 1, 2, 3 and be done.
No.
But we're not going to do that because we're fucking better. Listen, Uncharted 2 would probably be the one I choose.
Among Thieves, yeah.
Which was also great. But Uncharted 2 was the Uncharted 2 multiplayer. Here's the thing with GTA 5. I feel like that's strived because of PC. All the GTA RP out there.
I'm just saying.
And the fact that it keeps coming out on fucking consoles. That game's still in the top 10 every month for sales.
Yeah.
It continues to sell.
Well, it's double number two.
And I also think when it came out on PS4 and Xbox, because they had PS4 Pro and Xbox One and X...
That
they were just the better
power.
Versions of
yeah,
the game.
It lends it more.
Yeah, it did better there. But going back to PlayStation 3.
I feel Uncharted's up there.
Uncharted.
But you gotta pick one.
Yeah.
I like three. I love three too. We can pick whatever number. I don't give a shit. But Uncharted's
up there. And Uncharted is on the list.
Yeah. And we can come back and figure out that one out later.
So we have two. Demon Souls.
But here's what's tough for me about Demon Souls / Dark Souls. It gained popularity when it became Dark Souls.
It peaked.
It hit its stride with Dark Souls, and it just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. To where now it's its own genre, right? Granted, Demon Souls set the bar, but not enough people played it, I feel like. Dark Souls, on the other hand, people played the fuck out of Dark Souls. They played the fuck out of Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 3, Bloodborne. Fucking Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
And that paved the way for Jedi Fallen Order to be what it is, because it is a Souls-like. Like, Sekiro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Sekiro just won Game of the Year. Like, the games just continue to grow. And that's no knock to Demon's Souls. But I think Dark Souls set the bar and continues to push it. 100%. Now.
There's so many good games on this list. I'm, like, scrolling through and looking at it.
See, this is where it gets tough because, again, this is where now the third-party games... The third-party games are really coming in. The third-party AAAs, right?
How have we not mentioned Assassin's Creed?
Because it fumbled out of the gate. Assassin's Creed one wasn't that great.
It wasn't. Two is where it...
Black Flag.
Whoa, Freudian slip.
No.
Freudian slip.
Was a great game because not only did they have an African-American... protagonist, he was also gay. It was great.
Stop it. You're just
how progressive is Ubisoft?
That has to get edited out. You realize that.
But no, Black Flag was the
Assassin's Creed? Really?
The Assassin's Creed for a long time because that's where they... Black Flag? That was considered the best one for the longest.
Two was...
Two's good, because two, like, they picked up where, you know, and picked up with all the pieces.
Three had a lot of good shit.
Oh, my God.
I think we have to put a fighter on there, dude. I really think, like, Street Fighter 4, that's one of the best fighters.
But wasn't that also multi?
It was.
This is where it gets tough. Yeah. PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, like, the AAA third-party games.
This is where everybody started spreading out. And
right, yeah, because now you have your... Arkham Cities, you have your Mass Effects, you have Dark Souls and stuff like that. Like, there's so much out there now that's good that you can get on either platform.
Yeah.
So how do you define PlayStation?
That's where I feel like it gets a little shitty, because then you're like, oh, let's look at the PlayStation exclusives. Uncharted.
Right. Uncharted's going to be on there.
God of War.
But Uncharted Ratchet and Last of Us are too similar.
Tools of Destruction.
Well, just because they're similar doesn't mean...
You're right, but when you... they're similar, so if I'm defining a generation...
I really feel like Black Ops has to be on here.
I feel like Modern Warfare 2 more than Black Ops. Because Modern Warfare 2 is where everybody was playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And The Walking Dead.
The Telltale. Yeah.
It's not top three, but it's top three.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it would beat out enough people.
It's the same as Last of Us, pretty much, and it would not beat out. And then there's Red Dead.
That's where Red Dead Redemption. John Mother Effing Marston.
Fuck. I can't believe the fact that Last of Us isn't in the discussion is insane to me, and The Last of Us didn't make it. That's like.
Yeah, but the tough part about the tough part about BioShock. Is that...
I even played that on Xbox.
It got 10 out of 10. This is very few games I got 10 out of 10, and I was one of them.
Was Portal 2 exclusive?
No.
It was exclusive to PC for a while. Then it was in Orange Box.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying though, Adrian. So if you, it's kind of hard because there are a lot of games that
wait,
are cross-platform.
We have two up there. We have Guns and Patriots.
Yeah, and
One of the Uncharteds.
An Uncharted, yeah.
The smorgasbord of Uncharteds.
No, but like BioShock, yes, it's a 10-for-10 game. But did you buy? Again, I'm going to go back to it. Would you buy a PS3 to play that? I bought a PS3 to play Metal Gear. You know what I mean? I could play BioShock on PC. So it's there's
your Nintendo Switch.
Stop it. I mean, shit, Oblivion. Yeah. Yeah, I went there.
Oblivion was a great.
It's a fucking amazing game.
Great RPG for the PS3, Xbox 360. It doesn't necessarily have to be exclusive.
Yeah,
but we got, that's what I'm saying. We got to think about games
overall. Yeah.
That we, like, man, I turned on the PS3 to play that.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation All-Stars Royale.
Yeah. Super Street Fighter 4. It's a good one.
I feel like as great as God of War 3 was,
that game was huge.
I feel like it came, that's when it like dipped down for a little bit. Because we had the bad game on Vita.
Vita, yeah.
There's another bad one in between there somewhere. So like it was like dropping in popularity at that point. It was on its downward.
That's what made me buy it personally.
But what you got for me? That's not
totally off topic, oh ladies and gentlemen.
God.
I'm sorry.
The Titans won.
Oh, so sorry. Well, at least the Pats didn't, or they won't.
Ooh. Anyway. Oh, shit.
So we have two of the three. So
can
let's
put Infamous up there.
I really think you could. Come on.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought Infamous was decent.
It had moving power.
I'll be honest with you, I literally still play it. I just played it the other day.
It's like I wanted those.
Yeah.
What about Resistance?
Fallen Man. Hmm. Let's hear from the Peanut Gallery. Guys, what are you feeling? Top three. Top three wise.
God of War would be on there for me.
God of War 3.
God of War 3.
God of War 3 is on there for me. Oh, you already know. Last of Us.
Last of Us, okay.
I didn't play that game.
You did?
No. Exclusive, and
as a PlayStation game, it stands out. I agree.
Yeah, over, I love Uncharted. I played all the Uncharted, played all the Tomb Raider titles.
And you still choose Last of Us?
Yeah, and like I guess I could choose one of them, but I guess maybe I don't know if I wasn't paying attention, but I don't remember it being as definingly huge.
Storytelling wise, Last of Us was defining storytelling wise.
Well, no,
Uncharted, yeah.
But
when it comes to, like, suspense, like it's
Uncharted had the set pieces, it had the storytelling, it had the gameplay, and every game consistently got better. Fuck.
I know, but see, I didn't play the Call of Duty games, but I know what they did. So I feel like
this is the generation you have to have a Call of Duty.
That's what I'm saying. Me neither. Like, I played them, but I never got into them. But unbiased, I feel like
Modern Warfare 2 is insane.
You have to put that.
So is the list really Uncharted 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever?
Guns
Patriots,
and Patriots and
Modern Warfare 2? Holy shit.
This console set the stage for online.
Yeah.
Like, it defined it. It was the peak for online. Actually, yeah. No.
Two started it and got it rolling.
SOCOM
three is where it blew up.
And Xbox with Halo.
With streamers, you know, people streaming, and with just like the pop culture phenomenon of it. You know what I mean? Like where it really took off. And that's biased. That's why I'm saying like Street Fighter 4. You know, that's where
fighting. I can put Street Fighter on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's where fighting games got outside of the arcade,
but
person to person across the world. You know what I mean?
Oh man, that's
because it wasn't big before that. That's why three's hard.
Which was the Call of Duty that had the airport scene?
Oh, the airport Modern stage? Warfare 2. That's Modern Warfare 2.
That's on the list.
Yeah.
No Russian. You're talking about no Russian.
Yep. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's the has to be on that. Because that was like, oh.
You're a bad person.
Did it feel good?
A little bit.
I'm not gonna lie, I blapped everybody.
Yeah, it's, I mean, kinda, yeah, it's a video game. Like, I ain't going out and do that shit in real life, but like,
right. I mean, that stopped me from doing it. You know,
it's an online game that has that, like, that mainly, primarily multiplayer game that had that in like their campaign. That was just like some.
It was crazy. That was their moment.
No
right.
No game would ever attempt to do that.
Right.
They probably would never. All ever right.
So,
do that again.
Uncharted.
Now we have to figure out which one, because
I'd go for two or three.
I was a fan of three.
We'll do three. Uncharted 3. Guns of the Patriots.
Patriots and Modern Warfare.
And Modern Warfare 2.
Two.
That's the PlayStation.
That's pretty
3.
Solid.
That's a strong
pretty
list.
Solid. I think that's agreeable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think we could get faulted for choosing those three.
I do like God of War as well, but.
Oh, yeah. God of War 3 and Last of Us. I agree with you. Last of Us stands out. But.
So, even when they're, I guess, part 2 or part 3, whenever that, whatever is coming out next, let's do it.
I think PS4 will be easy.
Yeah.
I don't know if the quality of games changed for PS4. It's just
the
that
number, yeah.
They played it very safe with PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about our PS4 list. God of War 2018
yes.
or 2019, whatever year it was.
Yep. Spider-Man. Spider-Man, dude.
Spider-Man was good.
Spider-Man was really good. I'm not saying that it has to be in the top three. I'm just saying. I'm just
we'll put
that,
it up there. It's
I'm
on the table.
Just, it's, we'll
it's
table it. I can't say that because that's me just being biased again. Final Fantasy 15.
15?
There was such a lull
so,
in mainstream Final Fantasy games.
We can future-proof this episode right now. Final Fantasy 7 Remake.
Stop it!
We know it's on
PS4.
Oh,
fuck.
It comes out in 2 months.
If even that. I feel like it's going to be... I feel like they're going to fuck around and drop it in February.
They're not. There's no way.
You don't think so? Okay.
You want it to.
Wishful
Do
thinking.
We future-proof the episode and just say Final Fantasy VII Remake? Because there's nothing. I feel like that's wrong.
Yeah, that's not good journalism. That's
remake a video. You know.
I'm just future-proof. We just put it out after. This video will come out in a few months.
What if they fuck around and it's terrible though? Oh, I know it won't be because I'm still gonna beat off to Aries
during her death scene.
Well, it won't.
That's
get,
the only
we,
time she gets penetrated.
Well,
so the only time it makes sense to get off.
we won't see that for another. We won't see that for another 15 to 20 years.
Exactly.
So.
Oh,
all, both and Barrett.
Barrett's got that cannon.
Barrett got that hand cannon, daddy. Like. Yeah. The rocket punch.
So we know. What was the game we named? Shit, I forgot.
I said 15. The God of War.
Yeah, God of War.
God of War.
Incredible.
Yes.
Masterpiece of a game.
The Witcher 3.
Mm.
That was incredible. It was my top game of all time, but I don't think I could play it on a generation defining game.
Console defining, not generation defining.
Console defining. I definitely played my own Xbox. All 200 hours of it.
Red Dead 2.
Red Dead 2 is up there. GTA.
But it's just GTA 5 again.
It's just
the
yeah.
It's been this long, we haven't mentioned Fortnite. It's insane to me.
Get up.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to be real with you right now.
You can't say that's not generation defining.
Console.
It
do
is,
people play that on PlayStation?
They do.
Is it PS4 though? I mean,
but here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that. Actually, hold on.
That's not everything, but.
No. It's the game that made PlayStation bend to allow crossplay.
Ooh, I would not have even factored that. Hmm.
So in a way, it defined PlayStation going forever.
Wow.
Defines people's livelihoods, everything. People are making careers out of it. But that's are we taking esports off the table?
No, we're not taking esports off the table because I mean, there's plenty of games.
Because it's cross-platform.
Right.
We kind of said that you should look at PlayStation defining.
But I'm talking about, if anything, if a game defined PlayStation.
I like how with every generation we're like, all right, the next one might be a little bit easier. And then we start getting into the nitty gritty. Yeah. 4 has some fucking flame.
Death Stranding is out there.
Death Stranding. That's what I'm, this is stupid.
But what I'm saying is, but going back to the Fortnite thing, like, there's like, hey, you either give us crossplay or you're missing out on the biggest multiplayer game ever made. So PlayStation had to.
But is that PlayStation defining?
That they because they're
no, that's PlayStation, that's game defining. That's game defining by getting a console creator to bend to your will. That's not a boon to PlayStation.
It is. Here's why, because much like Apple, PlayStation is like the walled garden. Everything PlayStation must be this way, must be this way, must be this way. Now you have a game that came in and force you to change your ways.
Okay, what about Destiny?
What about Destiny?
Are we going to put it up there with
Fortnite? It's not crossplay. It's just cross-save.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Yeah, it's cross-save, yeah.
You're literally changing the way you handle your consoles. For one game. That game defined what their walled garden is.
But taking it back, does Fortnite scream PS4? No.
It doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't, but it defined its generation.
Right, but...
It defined this console.
But if we're talking, are you going to buy a PS4 to play Fortnite?
People have, because there's Fortnite bundles out there for PlayStation.
Are you going to play it on PC?
People are playing on PC.
Are you going to play
it on Switch? One of the top players and one of the top competitors is a PlayStation 4 player.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I think of PlayStation 4, I don't think of Fortnite.
I don't.
Maybe because I'm an older gamer. You know what I mean?
But what I'm saying is, as far as like defining what a console does and what it means, like Fortnite literally just took a console and was like, hey, this wall has to come down or you're no longer in the race.
We'll table it.
You see what I'm saying?
We'll table it.
That's insanity to think about.
Yeah. Has anybody been writing down our top threes?
Nope, we'll just have to go back and watch the video.
We'll just have to go back and recap it. Just one game of the year.
It's PlayStation and PC only, I believe. Bloodborne. Shit.
Witcher 3.
Bloodborne.
Red Dead 2.
It was the fall of Metal Gear, unfortunately.
Uncharted 4. I actually don't hold 4 in as high esteem as
3.
1, 2, and 3.
So Borderlands, the art direction it took.
On PS4?
I guess it is on all of them. Yeah. But just the art style and just the gameplay.
There's a lot for 4.
So we got God of War.
I think that's a lock.
God of War's a lock.
It's a lock. Red Dead's up there.
And then there's Horizon.
Ooh, shit.
The hard part about Horizon is
Hunter World.
Hard part about Horizon is it came out when Zelda did.
Yeah. It did, yeah.
But
Breath of the Wild did.
Granted, that doesn't necessarily mean it didn't.
That doesn't take away from it, yeah.
Define the PlayStation because the game was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Horizon.
Right.
I really
it is also the same engine used for Death Stranding.
Okay, so I've never played Witcher 3, but I know again what it did, what it meant. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's
again, if we want a future proof, we know that Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out on PS4.
Can't do that. That makes us bad journalists. Starting off our video talking about Pornhub
remake
also makes us bad journalists. But
Cyberpunk 2077, God of War, end of discussion.
Yeah. Right, if only it was that. I like how we start the list and end the list with 7. It's a fucking game. People who tell me that they've never played that game.
But that's going back to the Shadow Colossus thing. You see what I'm saying?
No. Fuck Shadow Colossus.
Wow. All right. So God of War, Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's up there, dude. Red Dead is up there.
I guess we could say... I think we could put Spider-Man on that list definitively because there hasn't been a good one since Spider-Man 2. And then...
It's the best of the Arkham games.
Arkham style.
Yeah.
Like, cause I think that's my biggest knock to the Spider-Man franchise. The combat is the Arkham combat, and I'm not a big fan of that combat. Looks great to look at, but it's the most square, 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 square. I guess I'll hit triangle now, square, square. But it just looks cool. Mm-hmm. You feel like a badass the whole time, but it's the most mundane shit. But that's here nor there. But yeah, swinging around the city is great.
And then some of the other ones that I don't really know much about that are on here, Persona 5.
Oh shit, I forgot that was a PlayStation exclusive. That is.
That's up there.
Journey.
I never played Journey.
Journey was PlayStation 3, I thought.
I mean, maybe I don't know, it's on this list. Maybe it's a remake. A remake.
It's a remake. Mm-hmm.
Shit, Journey should have been on. Fuck.
To me, that's like putting Shadow Colossus on there. I don't think Journey holds that much water.
What am I, like you were saying, 15?
15.
Final Fantasy 15?
Yes.
The plot hole machine that it is? Come on, bro. Celeste was fantastic.
Celeste.
Inside was pretty good.
I don't know this.
Oh, God. Persona 5. We got to go back to Persona 5 for a second.
I don't know anything.
Persona 5.
Great music.
Yeah.
Great combat.
Great gameplay.
Oh my god. You know what? Persona 5's on the list. It brought back RPGs. JRPGs.
JRPGs, yeah.
But you gotta drop Sekiro.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I don't think we can't not put Witcher 3 on there. It's got a TV series. It has to be up there.
So
man.
Do you take off Spider-Man or do you
I think I take Spider-Man off for Witcher 3. If I'm looking at
I fucking love that music.
They put it in the show too.
You see somebody modded the PC version of Witcher 3 to put Toss a Coin to Your Witcher in the game. Yeah. Great song. Oh like god, yes,
game,
so good.
The game was a reason why they decided to make a TV series, even though the series is based off the books.
Yeah.
Discuss.
Well,
I mean
so God of War,
Witcher 3. What was the last one?
So there's
Red Dead 2.
Persona 5.
So is it
15?
Is it It's 15 is not on this list.
What? No? Okay.
There's no way.
All right. I'm just trying to see how many times I can get fucking Final Fantasy on this list.
So.
Shout out to Square. What up?
Yeah, it's Squeenix. So we got. I almost said Final Fantasy 15. God damn. Absolutely not. So we got God of War.
Yes. Witcher 3.
Witcher 3.
Yeah.
And Persona 5.
See, I would put Red Dead 2 above Persona 5. I feel like a lot of people would.
Yeah.
I put Spider-Man before Persona 5, to be honest.
If you think about big picture, like what people are going to remember,
you buy a console for Persona 5.
Red Dead, everyone was talking
about it. Red Dead, fucking, has Rockstar been on every? They have. They've been on every one.
That would be
not the first
one. Yep, not the first list, yeah.
Yeah.
Were they on the second list? Were they on PS2?
Yeah, because we went to San Andreas.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then last one, PS3. They weren't there.
No, they weren't on PS3 either. No, because we had Modern Warfare and...
Yeah, well, they weren't there. Yeah, fuck, they were right there, though.
They were up there with 5. Yeah.
Shit, that's the thing. Is it GTA 5 or is it Red Dead Redemption 2?
Red Dead. GTA 5 has... a lot going for it. It's no knock against it. Online has been phenomenal. There's a lot. But Red Dead
was so divisive, though. Everyone fucking loved GTA 5. But it was either you loved or hated Red Dead 2.
If you want an alternate future group, there's also Last of Us 2.
Shitballs. All right, so the list is Final Fantasy VII Remake, Cyberpunk 2077, and Last of Us 2.
It's been a hard reset podcast? No. We can't do that.
Fuck.
Because you know in a heartbeat I would put 7 on there. Like just to,
There's no way it's not good.
They can't fuck it up. They would literally... can't fuck it up.
Unless there's some game-breaking fucking bug. We can't be talking about this. We gotta listen.
Witcher 3, God of War. To me, they're Spider-Man or Red Dead. There aren't very many PlayStation 4 games that stand out. We can name a bunch of great games, but there aren't very many that stand
out. What other exclusives are there?
There's Horizon.
Horizon.
Which actually sold 10 million copies. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, I said. Did it come with the PlayStation? What's the.
Yeah.
The zombie game that just came out.
What?
With the bike guy.
The guy
on the bike. Why am I? Looks like
Stranding.
No, it looked like Sons of Anarchy. I don't know. There's no you guys. As soon as I remember the name of it, just look up PS4 exclusives. Why can I not remember the name of this game right now? Dead by. It's not Dead by Daylight. Shut up.
Shut your whore mouth.
Because everyone was like, "Why are they making a second zombie game when they have Last of Us? Why the fuck is this not?"
If none of us can even think of it, is it really that big of a game?
Oh my god, my brain.
God of War, Witcher 3, Red Dead Redemption 2. That's the list. That's pretty much probably the most agreeable list.
Days Gone. Here's the now. Okay, then that's fine. I just couldn't remember the name of it. Here's what was crazy about that game. Someone found out, because it's made by Bend Studios, that game is set in the same world as Siphon Filter, and the Siphon Filter virus is in that game.
Really?
Really.
Okay, that's kind of spicy.
And the scientists and stuff that they fight in that game are the same scientists from Siphon Filter. That's spicy.
Okay, that's kind of next level.
Same world.
I might have to look into that. That's not just a fan theory. That's fact.
They found all the shit in the game and it all pointed to it. There's references to Siphon Filter. You can find the fucking taser.
Okay. That's kind of dope.
That's fire. Anyway.
But God of War, Witcher 3, Red Dead? Final Fantasy 15. I think it was a good Final Fantasy game. But
great tech demo.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't enough in there.
The story was lacking, but it was
DLC,
everything else.
That's how you knew it was trash.
Yeah, there was everything else. The story was good. So the side games were good and all that other shit. Yeah.
Witcher 3, God of War,
Kingdom Hearts 3. No, are we?
Game was not good. Listen, it was a 40-hour game with 6 hours of story, dude.
I agree.
And they're finishing the story in DLC.
In DLC,
Remind.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Guess what other game did that? Final Fantasy 15.
I'm mad because I can't disagree, and this is like my life. Like, I love those games.
Same. That's why I'm trying to weasel my.
You literally 34 hours of that game going world to world for no fucking reason for everything, piece of story. Yeah. And every good boss fight to happen in the last 6 hours of the game.
Yeah.
Stop it, dude. Stop it.
You could have sold that game for $30 and gave me those 6 hours and I would have been fine. But no, you make me go help out fucking Woody for no goddamn reason.
Yeah. Hey, you've got a friend in me, first off. Second off. To infinity and beyond. PlayStation 4, top 3, God of War, Witcher 3, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Over Death Stranding. Kojima's comeback?
Ish.
No, it's too fucking long.
It's 12 hours.
It's not 12 hours. It's like 30 plus.
I think looking at the system, Red Dead had
the hype around Death Stranding. Kojima, no longer behind Konami, free to do what he wants.
To be himself.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Norman Reedus. Baby in a Jar.
Jeff Keighley. Conan O'Brien's in that game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And he has an otter hat.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. Your top three. Are they really?
They're bosses, yeah.
That's dope. What are their name?
It's like Pain and something.
Pain and Terror.
Yeah, Pain and Terror. and Terror never speaks, by the way.
Never. I'm not sure what they look like.
They look great.
Anyway. Do they look like them?
Yes, yes. They do.
That's tight.
When they first start talking, I'm like, and they never should have said, I'm like, that fucking sounds like Penn Jillette. And then they put him on, I'm like, it's fucking Penn Jillette.
No, that's Pain.
Because like when you're going through this level, like you hear
them talking.
Penn talking the whole time and like commentating as you're like doing the mission or whatever.
That's dope because he has such a like unique voice.
It was great.
God of War, Witcher 3.
God of War.
Death Stranding.
Witcher 3, Death Stranding. That's your PS4 generation-defining list. This has been Hard Reset. My name is Milton. That's Dave.
I'm Dave.
We'll see you next time.